We're back on the radio sports page here on KNIA and KRLS. I'm John Mowinkle, as we're talking to Alexis and Brooke Dross, seniors at PCM High School, twin sisters, as they have both committed to St. Ambrose to join the women's golf program. First of all, ladies, thanks for taking some time to join us here. I'll ask you each the same question here, kind of as we go along. First of all, let's talk about your college decision, what ultimately made you decide that St. Ambrose was going to be the place for you. Brooke, let's start with you.
So I chose to go to Ambrose because I like the smaller class sizes that they offer and the smaller amount of students they have, so you can be more active in sports and clubs, which I thought was really nice. And I also liked the campus. I thought it was beautiful. And the nursing program's really good.
And what about you, Alexis?
Yeah, I have similar reasons. I really liked the campus, and it's really beautiful, and they have nice dorms. And I feel like I can get more one-on-one attention with the teachers since it is a small school, and like build relationships with them and all the other students. And I feel like it'll be helpful for being in nursing because that's more high-intense degree. And everyone I met there has been very nice and welcoming, too.
Yeah. Well, Alexis, I'll stick with you for this one. I guess, were there any other colleges you were looking at, and how important was it that golf was going to be part of your college experience?
Well, we looked at University of Iowa and Mount Mercy and Grandview, and our first priority was more the nursing program, and then, like, secondary was golf, but I definitely wanted it to be, like, a part of my experience because I feel like balancing everything would be helpful for me with time management and everything. And I feel like some of the other schools, especially University of Iowa, you wouldn't get that opportunity because it's a big school. So that was pretty important.
And what about for you, Brooke?
So I thought it was important to play golf, but it wasn't like a deal breaker necessarily. I was just weighing on, like, as far as the decision for the nursing program at University of Iowa, it was more like intense compared to St. Ambrose, so I thought it was important that I had the smaller class sizes. So I thought nursing was more important than golf, but golf was still important. It was more secondary, like Alexis said.
And either one of you guys can answer this one. You both can answer it if you want, but I guess how important was it that you two, being twins, how important was it that you two were going to, you know, stick together when going to college?
I'd say it's very important because we've done a lot of things together, and I definitely would have been upset if we went to different colleges. So we're looking at the same ones throughout the process, so I kind of figured we'd go together. There was one point where we thought that we were going to go to separate schools, and it was kind of like emotional for me. So, and we're rooming together at St. Ambrose, so that was kind of like the end goal of what I wanted to happen. So, yeah.
Well, that'll certainly make it feel like a home when you're away from home, so that's certainly good news there. I guess moving on to the golf program, looking at St. Ambrose's roster here, it's a pretty decent-sized one with 12 players this season, only two of which were seniors, so I guess it looks like it's going to be pretty competitive within the program as, you know, players try to earn their seeds. I guess that being said, what kind of contribution do you expect you'll be able to make to St. Ambrose women's golf come next year? Brooke, let's start with you.
I think I'll just be more like a new face on the team because they have a bunch. I haven't really looked much at the roster, but I know that I'm like my golf game has been improving the last 4 years. So I feel like just my competitive edge will be good because most of my junior year, we competed for spots on the varsity team between our teammates. So I think it's important to do that. So I feel like I'll be prepared for the competitive side of it.
And Alexis, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like freshman year wasn't as competitive, but once we got on varsity, our team has been really close. We were kind of competing with spots, not with as many girls because UCM is smaller, but I feel like we're kind of prepared for that competitiveness. It's different on a college level, but I feel like, especially with like not competing right now and we're practicing, I feel like being competitive makes me better, so that's what I feel like I have to bring. Like, I can do well under pressure.
Looking at Coach Joe Demery, he's going to be entering his second year leading the program. According to his bio on the St. Ambrose website, he was an NAIA All-American as a student at St. Ambrose back in the day. He also has played on some professional tours, so he's got a pretty extensive background in the sport of golf, obviously a ton of knowledge there. What's it going to be like, you know, to learn from a guy of his caliber? I'll start with you, Alexis.
I definitely think he'll have a lot to offer us, and it's a great opportunity since he has so much experience. I feel like he's just going to have a lot of, like, knowledge and wisdom to spread with us, which will be really nice to have someone that has that background, because I've never played at the college level, so I feel like he'll be really, like, helpful as a mentor.
Obviously, this season at PCM was not how you envisioned it would happen, with it being your senior year especially. And I guess, Brooke, I'll ask you, what was kind of your reaction, your thoughts, when you ultimately found out the news that this spring season was going to be canceled?
I was really disappointed because I was excited to have my senior year and play golf because I really enjoyed the coaches and my teammates. So I was disappointed, and I wanted to earn, like, more medals because I felt like I had improved. I was bummed. But it's really out of our control.
And Alexis, how about you?
Yeah, I was definitely very disappointed and devastated. It was really hard for me at first to accept it, but because I really wanted to try and make it to state this year. And each year I've been improving, and I really wanted to, like, prove myself. So I was definitely disappointed, but I'm just trying to make the best of it. That's part of the reason that I wanted to do college golf and, like, reaffirmed it, is because I want a chance to, like, prove myself since I keep getting it better.
So. Brooke, I'll start with you on this one. Being your senior year, of course, what are some things that, you know, you were hoping to accomplish this season in your senior year at PCM, and some goals that maybe you had for your senior year?
I was hoping to improve and, like, medal on most of the meets and try and, like, contribute my scores to the team, because I feel like last year I feel like I contributed my scores to the team, but this year I was really hoping to get the numbers and, like, get on the board as far as, like, placing more and earning more medals. And I also wanted to have the opportunity to go to state again, and I just wanted to, like, bring my weight and help with the team out as best I could.
And then Alexis, for you, what were some of your goals or things that you were hoping to accomplish this year?
Yeah, I was definitely looking forward to, like, helping the team, because Brooke and I, our team was going to be smaller this year with a lot of newcomers, so I felt like me, Brooke, and our friend Gabby could be, like, the top part of the team, so I wanted to be that anchor and, like, prove myself and get, like, lower scores in the 40s and get medals, and I wanted to make it to state this year. Since last year I was close, but, yeah.
Despite this season being canceled, I'm sure a lot of great memories from your previous 3 years for PCM Girls Golf. Alexis, I'll start with you for this one here again. I guess, you know, despite not being able to play your senior year, what are some of your fondest memories, or maybe some of your best or brightest moments in your high school golf career?
Definitely the team dinners and just, like, the relationships that I form with the teammates, because we are always, especially last year, we are all super supportive of each other, and we always know how to have fun but also be serious. We are all just super close. So the relationships and friendships that I made were definitely the best part, and sharing the game with everyone.
And how about you, Brooke?
I really enjoyed the car rides up and down from the meets, because I liked the anticipation before the meets that we had and afterwards, because it was really nice. And the relationships that I built was one of the most important things that I enjoyed about the golf team, because, like Alexa said, we were all really close, and it was just a great team, and the coaches were really supportive. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of coaches, let's talk about Coach Ford here a little bit. What kind of role did he play in getting you both into a collegiate program? What are some of the things that he's done for you in helping you guys move on to the next level? I'll start with you, Brooke.
I think he's tried always to push us and to make us the best golfers possible, and he always encouraged us. And I feel like he was always there to give advice whenever we needed it, but he wasn't, like, overbearing enough where we didn't, like, figure things out on our own also. So I feel like him just being there and being able to coach us and give us advice was important, and him being, like, there for us was important. Yeah.
And how about you, Alexis?
Yeah, he definitely believed in us even when we didn't believe in ourselves. He was very motivational and positive no matter, like, how it – I knew he would always be proud of us no matter how we did. And he had a lot of – he was just very supportive and gives great advice. So, yeah.
Well, and moving on to the whole experience at St. Ambrose, what are some of the things that you guys are most looking forward to as far as, you know, just the college experience at a whole? Not necessarily just golf, but, you know, just being a college student and moving on to more independence, I guess. Alexis, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to making new friends and having, like, a fresh start and just, like, learning how to be independent and by myself and just seeing what that's like. Just the whole experience in general, I'm looking forward to, like, something different.
And you, Brooke?
I'm probably looking forward to the relationships that I'll build on the golf team for one, and then also like the nursing program itself, since you're going to be with the same people for like the last 2 years of school. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to just meeting new people and being in a different environment, because we've lived in Prairie City for a long time, and I feel like it'll be nice to be in a different town. Mm-hmm.
Again, we're visiting with Brooke and Alexis Dross, seniors at PCM. They're both moving on to join the women's golf program at St. Ambrose University over in the Quad Cities. Lastly, I'll ask you guys what you guys are going to be majoring in. Brooke, I'll start with you.
I'm going to be majoring in nursing.
And Alexis?
I'm majoring in nursing also.
All right, well, that sounds good. Again, we've been joined by Brooke and Alexis Dross, PCM seniors, twin sisters, moving on to play golf at St. Ambrose University this coming fall. Brooke and Alexis, thanks for taking some time to join us, and we wish you the best of luck here with the rest of the school year and as you begin your college journey.
Thank you.